good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cuff, Hidney Cutter gave me.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I am your host, Robert Pilot. That is my colonized name, and we discuss local and national and Twin City Native news and events. And as you know, Wendy, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Native Roots Trading Post. We're located at 700 Nicollet Mall in downtown Minneapolis on the first floor of the Dayton's building. We're open 10 to 6 Tuesday through Saturday.
So it's a special day here, and we can only celebrate a little bit here. And I just talk about the show for just a second. We have Gina Peltier of Honor the Earth sitting in for Ogama, and then also Nancy Bolio, and then Wendy with our sacred animal section. Mm-hmm. But first of all, let's turn it over to Ogama with her new little bundle of joy. I know people have been asking and wondering what's going on with you. They thought you were fired, and I had to tell them, no, you're on leave.
Maternity leave, and there's baby Nova.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Bonjour, Anine. It's good to be back, sort of, to say hello to everybody. Nova Lee says hello, too. She's 2 weeks old today, and I have indeed been on maternity leave to have my lovely little baby here and to rest and spend time with my family. And I miss all of you, and I appreciate everybody that has popped into the chat already and sent me congratulations and all this just outpouring of kindness from everybody when we made the announcement and when I announced my leave, all of those things. It's been a really nice time off, but I do miss all of you.
Yeah, she's so cute. Yeah. If you're watching us on Facebook, you could see her little adorable face and her little hand is moving, and she's just so darling.
And her name, say her name again.
Her name's Nova Lee, and we're calling her Nova for short. And then, I don't know, if you're watching on Facebook, it's pretty cute. She has this thing where she kind of opens one eye at you and just kind of scopes out the situation with one eye first. So she's definitely somebody who's probably going to be a little more cautious in life.
Yeah, exactly.
She wants to figure out the situation first before she opens both eyes.
I think so. So, no, things have been very good, although I will admit I'm not getting very much sleep. And if you notice, my lighting's not that great just because we've been adjusting some things at home, and I ended up switching rooms for my office, so I haven't gotten all the lighting squared away yet. So next time I bring her on, I promise I'll have better lighting so you can all get a better look at her. We'll probably be seeing a lot of her even when I come back. So,
well, it'll be fun to have her and your other daughter doing voiceover work.
Anna, yeah. How's Anna doing with the baby?
She's doing pretty good. I think some of the shine has worn off. She was very, very excited initially, and then she realized newborn babies don't really do that much. So we've been making sure to spend one-on-one time with her, and I've been very, very blessed. My mom has been around a lot. My mother-in-law and grandmother-in-law are both here from the next state over in North Dakota helping out this week. So she's had plenty of matriarchs around her to help her to feel special, as well as to help me hold the baby. So she's coping well, I think.
Good. Awesome. I love to hear that. That's great.
That is awesome. Yeah. And so you don't mind I call Nova whenever I see her now, Bobby, because we wanted to name your boy Robert, but now you got a girl.
I had a girl. I mean, you can try. I don't know if she'll respond to that. So
probably not.
Kind of like kittens, right? They just choose which name they want to re- return to. We kind of laugh. I've been jokingly calling her Birdie because I don't know if you can see what her hand is doing here, but her little middle finger is up pretty frequently. So I've been calling her Birdie. And she makes she's little chirping noises too. When she's really hungry, she chirps a little bit. So
she chirps and she gives half the peace sign. I love it.
Yes, half the peace
you'll
sign
have to get chirpy, that on. So. Yeah, I did see a picture of that on Facebook. I thought it was pretty funny. I did laugh out loud.
It happens probably once or twice a day, so it's definitely frequent.
She's getting prepared for the real world.
I think so.
Well, have you been listening to the show at all? Gina's been doing a great job stepping in.
I was just going to mention that Gina has been fantastic, and I am so, so grateful and, again, blessed that I have somebody so awesome who is willing to step in and kind of take over for that role for me while I can have some time to spend with this cute little baby I've got now. Yeah. It's been wonderful. So, Miigwetch, Gina, I really, really appreciate it.
No, I'm really, really grateful. Yeah, you asked me to help and that I'm able to help. Everyone keeps asking, oh, are you the new Ogama? And I'm like, no, no one can fill those shoes. She does an amazing job. I'm just helping out. And I'm so grateful and so beautiful. And I love babies and so happy for your beautiful little family. Oh, gosh, I could go on. Get me. I need to stop. But thank you. And I hope I do a good job and I can continue to help out while you're gone. So take as long as you need. Enjoy your time.
Yeah, I don't know how much time we're going to need yet. We have one more appointment tomorrow to kind of help determine that, how long I'm going to be maybe out. So hopefully I'll have some sort of date for Robert and Wendy to report to you guys of when I'll officially be back sometime in the next week or so. So it's been an adjustment for sure.
Just a FYI to everyone, Gina, we really appreciate you sitting in for Ogama, and it might last longer too because Ogama is going to be easing into the job, and she does so much behind the curtain work for us here at Native Roots Radio. So I'm saying, Gina, hold tight, and Ogama, come back as soon as you can. No, I'm just kidding. A lot going on.
I have a lot of fun with you guys, so I can stick around as long as needed.
Cool. Well, Ogama, we only got a couple minutes left here, and we really appreciate you, and we're really happy. Everything's going well. The baby's healthy. You're healthy. And it just really is flown really fast, if you ask me. I mean, we've been on 5 days a week for a year and 3 months now, and that seems like we just started doing that, and then you got pregnant, and then that seemed like that was a long way off, and now it's happened, and you have your little baby, and it's just, I guess, time's flying.
It is flying. It is. Enjoy her. She's a doll.
Yeah. Any last comments before we let you go?
Just that I miss everybody, and thank you all for tuning in and for all your support all over the place. And again, thank you to Gina and everybody at the station. I know I've gotten messages from all of you, so thank you so much for all the well wishes, everybody.
Aww. And you are very, very, very missed and very, very loved.
I feel the love, everybody. I genuinely do. So thank you so much.
I know somebody will be taken off here in a minute here, but I know somebody was like, what happened to Ogama? And I think you were on that thread on Facebook, and I said, oh, she had a baby. So, you know, they were happy to hear that you're coming back because I guess you share off at that their Facebook page. And so our numbers
it's a group out of California that I usually share the show to. And when I went on leave, I didn't really make a post on that there that I wasn't going to be sharing to that group for a little while. So I think apologies to you that I forgot to alert everybody that was happening. So,
well, now they're not mad at me. So that's good. That's good.
That's good. I agree.
Awesome. Hey, Ogama, thanks for stopping in. Really, we miss you. Everybody misses you. We're happy. Everything's going well. And I guess up next, we're going to have Gina Peltier with the news, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And again, Ogama, we're so happy things are going well. And we can't wait for you to get back. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
J&S Bean Factory is a native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The Senior Linkage Line is a free statewide service of the Minnesota Board on Aging in partnership with Trellis. I have volunteered with seniors nearly 15 years, working alongside their compassionate team. I am honored to partner with Trellis as we help our elders find housing, compare costs of Medicare prescriptions, and learn how to avoid fraud and scams targeting seniors. We help our elders optimize well-being as they age, and we can help you too. Reach out today at trellisconnects.org.
Hey Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents, I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
All right. Now, that was a great little break there.
Yeah, it was great seeing Ogama and the baby, little Nova Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, hey, before we get any further here, let's get with Gina Peltier with her updates. And I know she's been running around doing a lot of stuff just today. And so let's get the update of what's happening here on Turtle Island and in the deep north, too.
Hey, Robert. Hey, Wendy. Hey, everybody out there. Yeah, I had a quite busy day. I had some training with a climate advocacy lab. That was great. And I learned so much. And then today's World Water Day. And we celebrated at Camp Manuman from 11 till, well, I think it's still going on. I know a lot of people, after we caravaned to the Mississippi River after meeting at Camp Manuman, they were all welcomed back to a big old feast, and I decided to stop at my brother's house to do the show. So, but it was a really, really good time. We did the ceremony. We had the drums and singing and speakers, and we did the same thing last year, and it was really, really bittersweet, you know, because getting together at these events with all our other Water Protector family, it's really, really nice. It's always like a reunion and we always have fun. But this year, like I said, it was really bittersweet because last year, you know, everything was so fresh and clean. And this year you can see the damage done by Enbridge frackouts. Like I said before, when Enbridge fracked out into the Mississippi last summer, the fish developed blisters. And then a few weeks later, all the fish and most of the wildlife just disappeared in that area. So now this year, when we did do our ceremony, we could not take the water out of the Mississippi River to do our water ceremony. So it's really disheartening to see the damage from Enbridge unfold like that, especially fighting so hard for so long and sacrificing so much. And a lot of people sacrificed a lot fighting this pipeline. So with that being said, I'm just going to go into the news. You know, like I said yesterday, we did have some news released. Damage to Minnesota Public's groundwater resources from construction of Line 3 oil pipeline is more severe than previously known. Disclosed yesterday by the state environmental regulators, Enbridge Energy crews ruptured three groundwater aquifers while building the 340-mile Line 3 replacement pipeline across northern Minnesota last year. And the Canadian company faces expanded sanctions, the State of Department of Natural Resources said. Combined, the punctures led to nearly 300 million gallons of groundwater flowing to the surface, with the most serious breach occurring near the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation in St. Louis County. That rupture alone discharged more than 200 million gallons of groundwater, and it is continuing to flow out as we speak. All of this happening while Minnesota was experiencing a severe drought and the worst heat wave they've seen in decades last summer. Mm. You know, Minnesotans last summer in some cities were put on water restrictions while Enbridge was allowed to take all the water they wanted. You know, I could name a few cities where that did happen and we've got evidence of it. And it's just mind boggling. Mm. And I'm really, really hoping that with all of this evidence that we are gathering from the destruction of Enbridge with their building of Line 3, that it could help prevent the Line 5 from rebuilding. And news with Line 5, the United States Environmental Protection Agency has raised a number of warnings about Enbridge's plan to replace its Line 5 tar sands pipeline, including the pipeline's impact on water quality and Native nations. The pipeline would run through the Kegagon Bad River Slough Complex, an environmentally sensitive area. Over 10,000 acres of mostly undeveloped sloughs, bogs, and coastal lagoons, critical to the lake's health. The area harbors the largest natural wild rice lake bed on the Great Lakes. And as the only remaining extensive coastal wild rice bed in the Great Lakes region, it is critical to ensuring that the genetic diversity of Lake Superior wild rice. The EPA raised its red flags in a March 16 letter to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on the Line 5 project. The existing Line 5 passes through the Bad River Band Reservation. Bad River opposes the rebuilding of the oil pipeline along the same route. Enbridge's proposed solution is to reroute the pipeline along the south border of the reservation while all the rivers flow north through the reservation. A spill would be devastating for the tribe. In addition to the economic and cultural value of wild rice to the Bad River Band, the sloughs provide important habitat supporting many fish species integral to Lake Superior recreational and commercial fishing. So this is just bad news all around. And another thing I'd like to mention about them replacing Line 5 is that since they want to move south of the reservation and all the rivers, you know, flow north, a spill would cause all that oil to flow just right back into the reservation. And then also in that area where they plan on moving south of that reservation, there's a fault line. So that means if there's an earthquake where they put this pipeline through, it's going to rupture it. So this just doesn't make sense. I mean, they could put a pipeline in there and an earthquake could happen. And then there's a devastating spill and the whole reservation is taken out. I mean, it's just mind-boggling that anybody would think this is a good idea.
It just shows you how little they care about in Native American, you know, reservations.
Right. And not only that, I'm sure not many rivers flow north, but I know those rivers up there flow north, which are probably our people that are listening to us in Illinois and Wisconsin may not know that, but that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just, you know, like one of the speakers said today at the World Water event, the damage is happening and it's happening fast and the fight is not over. You know, we have to work not only hard at stopping the oil flow through Line 3, but we also have to work hard to prevent the new construction of Line 5. It's just going to be devastating.
Wow. Gina and Wendy, it already is devastating. I mean, I remember when this push really came, and it's coming up on my Facebook memories of all the stuff that, cool stuff that we did up north and at Winona's camp and then the opening of camps. And it's disheartening, Gina and Wendy.
Mm-hmm. It is. And last year when we were up there, we were actually in the water.
Yeah.
We were in the water. So, yeah, you can't even get in the water now. It's really sad. It really is. You know, just for these, you know, oil conglomerates to just take over and do whatever they want. I just want to remind everybody, too, and I say this all the time, that this is Canadian oil that's going to be used and shipped elsewhere in the world. It's not even going to be used in the United States. Canada didn't want the pipeline in there. In their area, right. Because they have really strong environmental laws right. there, and we don't. So that's why we have the pipeline, because Canada yep. cares about their land, and obviously we don't.
Yeah, and so I heard all the oil running through Line 3 is being shipped overseas to mm-hmm. make plastics, and yep. anything that's made out of plastic can be made out of hemp. So mm-hmm. I always got to throw that out there. But what's really scaring me, though, and it's really, really, really super scary because I've seen it happen around the world, is that, you know, in December of 2020, when Minnesota Governor Walz approved of the permits for Line 3, around the same time, water became a commodity on Wall Street. So that just means, you know, yeah. it gives more people an initiative to damage our water supply so they can make money off the scarcity of water. I mean, Canada doesn't care if the United States is suffering and they don't have enough clean water. We already have that going on local reservations and tribes. And then in Michigan, too, like Flint, Michigan, you know, mm-hmm. instead of spending all this money to go to space, why can't we spend money to have clean water in areas that don't have it? So it's just, it's really, really scary, especially with all the evidence of Enbridge, you know, poisoning the Mississippi River. The Mississippi River flows all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. So with it fracking out all the way up here in northern Minnesota, that can flow all the way south through the United States and damage all that water. Line 3 does go through nearly half of North America's fresh water. So right. I'm just really scared, and that's why I'm really passionate about this issue.
Right. Well, and anyone that is paying attention should be too, because, you know, the whole frack out situation up there and, you know, our pristine waterways, the Mississippi starts up there and, you know, you can drink the water up there, or at least
boundary
you could.
Boundary waters.
The boundary waters, all those things, you know. And again, you know, Gina, it was really cool that you brought up, and I forgot all about this, that water is now on the stock market, you know? And so that's really, really a good point. Follow the money as always. Mm-hmm. We got less than 30 seconds. Gina, do you have anything else?
Let's get involved, people. I mean, it's not that hard. I just showed up to do dishes. So they find the right spot for you and spread the word. I talk to people who even change my oil about what's going on, you know, and with the way I travel so much, they already know, you know, I'm not after their jobs. We have enough oil in our reserves to last us 40 years on current consumption. And that's plenty of time to make a just transition to using hemp fuel.
No, perfect way to end this segment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if these pipelines really worked, Wendy, our gas prices wouldn't be $6
exactly.
in California.
Exactly.
Hey, we'll be right back with Nancy Bolio. We're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Wick.
Stay with us.
Hey, Wendy, what are we doing for dinner after the show?
How about we go to J. Selby's on 169 Victoria Street in St. Paul? They have a delicious plant-based menu that's compassionate and environmentally sustainable.
I'm getting their spot-on vegan Big Mac, the dirty secret.
You can pick up and they deliver within a 5-mile radius, or you can call them at 651-222-3263 or visit jselbys.com.
Well, you sold me, Wen. Let's go order at J. Selby's tonight.
I'm hungry.
Navigating COVID while protecting yourself can be difficult. Fortunately, there's a hotline you can call with any questions. The Department of Indian Work St. Paul partnered with the Minnesota Department of Health to open the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline. They provide information on vaccines, booster shots, and testing sites.
Right now, booster shots are available to anyone over the age of 18 for those who are eligible. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 hotline can also help with housing, food, medical, and educational support. If you or someone you know has questions about COVID-19, vaccinations, booster shots, or testing, please call 651-304-9986. Again, the number is 651-304-9986. The Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline is open for calls Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call the Twin Cities American Indian COVID-19 Hotline at 651-304-9986.
Hey, Tom Harbin here, and you can catch me live every weekday from 11 to 2 following the Stephanie Miller Show right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Cafe Latte offers made-from-scratch soups, salads, sandwiches, and mouth-watering desserts.
So come check out their pizza and wine bar, or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to cafelatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at cafelatte.com.
Hi, this is Laura. Listen to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. or anytime via podcast. Our individual health is connected, connected to the health of each other, and connected to the health of the earth. We know the problems with the dominant food system, climate change, deadening soils, nitrates in the water, factory farming, injustice, concentration of wealth. How do we both as individuals and as a community step up and support a living food system which honors the earth? Tune to Food Freedom Radio every Saturday at 8 a.m. and remember to support your independent farmers.
Do you believe in ghosts? Ever wondered if aliens from other planets visit the earth? Have you ever thought about whether Bigfoot is real? My name is Greg Bakken, and on my new show, Ghost Box Radio, we'll have these conversations about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual, bringing together guests who are experts in these fields. Join me every Sunday at 4 p.m. for Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken on AM 950, even if you're a skeptic.
Spring is here, and that means it's time to get your vehicle serviced for the warmer months ahead. No matter what vehicle you drive, for quality care, head to Rudy Luther Toyota and get the service you can trust. Tires, brakes, batteries, oil changes, filters, wipers, you name it, and Rudy Luther's top-notch care team will get it done. And with their speedy service, you can enjoy their service area, too, with accommodations for everyone, like the quiet professional space or the play area for the kids. Check out the service specials at RudyLutherToyota.com. For your vehicle service, it's Rudy Luther Toyota, 5 miles west of Minneapolis on 394.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lulia. Rain continues tonight along with blustery conditions and a low of 35, then rain and snow possible Wednesday with a high of 39. Check out Cafe Latte's award-winning selections of soups, salads, sandwiches, and treats from the bakery made fresh daily. Cafe Latte, Victoria Street and Grand Avenue in St. Paul. CafeLatte.com.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Awesome. Hey, we're moving it up and shaking it out a little bit today. We had Ogama on, and mm-hmm. Gina did great news. And we have our regular Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350 up from the deep north. I just wanted to say to Nancy, happy Water Day, Worldwide Water Day.
Yeah, you know, it's a good day to remember that we're all water and what we need to do to help protect the water, and it's, you know, conserving on our usage and also standing up to some of the political decisions that are being made on behalf of our governor and other elected officials, giving these companies like Enbridge and Huber Mill Frontier Project permits, sometimes eluding the environmental impact study process to create more jobs, to win campaigns. And we, as citizens, Robert, need to start showing up and really making a stand for the water. It's not about stopping a pipeline or preventing a mine or stopping jobs. It's about realigning ourselves with natural law. And what do we do as Native people to make sure that the seventh generations are being taken care of. And it's in our inherent responsibility to be water protectors and to be fire keepers and to show up in the best way we know how. And this is some of the great work that we're doing here in northern Minnesota, and I'm excited to be a part of that work. And unfortunately, as we speak, you know, the news is, you know, and I'm sure you guys have been talking about it earlier in the show today, about the aquifer breach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, and we talk about groundwater. We honestly don't know how much groundwater is out there because it's not visible. It's actually invisible water, and they're held in cavities, earth cavities that were, it took centuries to create these groundwater tables to give us life. And when we start puncturing them and draining them or poisoning them, we are setting ourselves up for something that we can't fix in the end. So we need to be proactive now. We need to start making time, making sacrifices to say we are water and we are actually protecting ourselves, our families, and our communities, and all the children that aren't even born yet, and all of our relatives running out in a forest and swimming in the waters. We have to protect everything because we're all related.
Exactly. Nancy, I have a question for you. You know, we talk about frack outs all the time. Would you be able to explain to our listening audience what a frack out actually is?
Well, it's chemicals, and it's a trade secret, and the trade secret is something not known to the public because, they are secrets, and secrets are usually bad, right? Yeah. And so these trade secret materials are chemicals in a process used to help put underground pipelines in. It helps lubricate the pipe going through, and it's just a chemical that's part of this pipeline process. And when it goes wrong, it affects all of the living things around it because of the biodiversity, the sensitivity of our environment can't handle these man-made things. And I know one of the materials in the frack out that Enbridge is using, and I forget the name of it, and it starts with a B, but it's, you can't use it in the wetland. Mm-hmm. It totally says it in its product information not to be used in wetlands. And here Enbridge is out there, you know, using these trade secrets, and that's what allows them to do that. And this should be public information when it's, you know, water is a public asset, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
We all depend on water. And when you see the DNR or the PUC undermining the importance of protecting the water and allowing foreign companies and their trade secrets to come through and not have a solution to the devastation they're creating. We see it right here in our backyard. Line 5 is next. What are we going to do to stop this madness? We have to know what's in those chemicals, and we as people need to say that's not okay anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that defending our treaties. We do that by saying, I am that person that's willing to say something. Because, Robert, we need more people mm-hmm. to the front lines. There's so many threats coming right now. There's Tesla mining. There's a Huber-Meal Frontier Project. Obviously, Enbridge has it up their sleeve to, you know, reroute some of their pipes in this corridor that they created with Line 3. There's a swath of forest taken out, and we're looking into the future thinking they want to put more pipelines through here.
Yeah,
and,
you know, I just got to give you a shout out and Gina a shout out and Ogama, Wendy, myself, getting involved in this. It, like Gina was saying earlier, and she was just showing up to help do. Gina, you're still on too. Help
wash
dishes, right, Gina?
Like how people.
Yeah,
can
I just showed up because I saw the footage of. My sisters at Standing Rock, you know, being violently bitten by dogs, you know, my sisters standing out in fields in their ribbon skirts and flip-flops, mm-hmm. unarmed, nonviolent, peaceful, you know, trying to protect the water, and they're being attacked by law enforcement and by dogs, and I knew I had to be by their side. So I just showed up to help in any capacity possible, even if it was doing dishes. So I mean, even just showing up and taking space. There were a few times my brother and I showed up at the camps and we just sat around the fire taking space and waving at the pipeliners going by. You know, it's really funny. It's kind of passive aggressive because, you know, you'd wave at them and a lot of them would be like, oh, they'd wave and they'd be like, I didn't mean to wave at you. You know, so it's just, you know, trying to have fun with it, but just showing up, you know, it's means a lot.
Right. And I can relate to what Gina's saying because my first call to the front lines was in Standing Rock, and she's thinking about her sister Sasha in her story there, Sasha Bolio from the Red Lake Nation. And I just got to have conversation with her yesterday, and I was telling Sasha and Joey Peltier, I said, Joey, I was just telling you about my story going to Standing Rock. When I first went there, I didn't know how useful I would be. I was 49 years old. I was half old already and couldn't keep up with the young people anymore. But it was like, I got to do something. And I went, and it was people like Sasha that helped lead the way. And all you got to do is show up like Gina said, you know, just show up and you'll find your way. And lo and behold, Robert, 5 years into Minnesota 350, my love for our people came home from Standing Rock. It was it relit my fire. It helped me find my way back. And now I'm holding down front lines. I'm showing up in political arenas, even though I don't like being there. But it's where, you know, if you're not at the table, you are what's being served. So there's so many different ways you can show up in this. I call it community. Sometimes people are intimidated by the word movement, like they're radicals. We're not radicals. We're full of love. We're fearless, and we don't surrender. So this is a good place to be. It's about building community and building on that resiliency and finding our purpose, because everyone has a purpose, like Gina said. You know, you just show up and you will find your way. We will help find your way. So we encourage people to join our community.
I was wondering why somebody didn't do something, and then I realized I was somebody.
Right. That's exactly it. That's in layman's term. That's what it is, Robert, and we all can do our part. And, you know, there's more love in this movement than I ever imagined, and there's a lot of good things going on, and you learn your culture, you learn knowledge, and you learn how to follow the elders again. You know, they bring a lot of knowledge, and we're not getting any younger, not that I'm the elder, but I'm pre-elder, Robert, and we got to grab that knowledge and hang on to it and continue the good fight, like people like Marvin Manypenny and Dennis Banks and all those people that have walked on before us, or some that are still here with us. And it's in our duty to hold on to that and continue the good fight.
Absolutely. I got to just, we only got a couple more minutes here, but I was just thinking, I remember seeing you speak your truth as we were lining up for an Enbridge kind of DNR talk in downtown. And they were only letting so many water protectors in, and you know, and I remember you talking to the crowd, and I'm just going, wow, this person here is powerful. And you've been proving it the last 4 years that I've known you, and Wendy and I've known you. It's just amazing. You speak well, you know what you're talking about, and that's something, you know, like you're educated too, and it's like, watch out, because nothing worse for these colonizers than an educated person.
Right. You know, that's back to that knowledge is power, and you know, and the strength is in numbers, Robert. I couldn't do this alone. When we stand together, we don't stand alone, and it took a lot of strength from other people to hold me up. And I remember one time going down to a PUC hearing in St. Paul, and Terry says, man, Nancy, I'm not afraid when I'm with you. She says, you're just so tough, and you just know what to say. And I looked at her, and I said, well, I feel the same when you're with. I said, you are my strength. All you people are. And so when we come together, Robert, we can uplift each other's work and each other's voices, and we learn how to hold space collectively, and we share it in a good way. And that's what this is all about. It's community, and it's taking care of each other and protecting our way of life and making sure that our seventh generation has a chance to be here just like we are.
Hey, that was a PUC meeting that I was thinking of, now that you mention it.
Yeah, I just want to bring up at Alice. Yes, thank you for bringing up Nestle. They are the devil. They own, they're not only terrible for the water, but they have so many different products. And they are one of the companies that will not leave Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to keep making their money in Russia, so they won't, you know.
And not only that, they're just stealing mm-hmm. water
and if you look at
it.
All the products that Nestle makes, it's just crazy how many products
right.
that they
and
make.
You know, you bring up a good point, Wendy. We really need to think about our own responsibility to financing these companies when we buy their products, or mm-hmm. When we think about if we have an option to drink out of a well, because some of us still have good water to drink, take that option, because when we're buying bottled water, we're giving into more pollution. So it's about how we spend our money and how we live our lives that also can make an impact on some of these huge companies that want to live off our disposable lifestyles, and we got to be better than that. We got to live simple, get back to our original instruction, and take care of the water, take care of the earth, the fire, and the air, and it's all connected. So there's a lot of good work moving forward when we think about summer 2022 and what some of those spaces on the front line might look like again. But most importantly, we want to put our energy into land back, healing the communities, but sometimes those have to be put on hold because we have a sense of urgency when we got Tesla and we got Huber Mill. So
right.
We need warriors to the front line.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
Life is a journey, and the Doherty Family College will help you get where you want to go. Located downtown Minneapolis, this affordable two-year college provides free textbooks, a laptop, meals, career coaches, one-on-one mentorship, and a Metro Transit pass, making DFC the perfect pathway to a bachelor's degree. Turn your dreams into reality. Connect with a counselor today at dfc.stthomas.edu.
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States, and 80% of Minnesotans believe the wolf should be protected. Howling for Wolves is asking Minnesotans to respect our true wildlife manager, the wolf. Their survival is critical to our ecosystems, our communities, and even our economy. As highly intelligent animals with strong social bonds, Minnesota wolves deserve to be protected and admired. Learn more at howlingforwolves.org. Let's live and let howl.
Aho, relatives. My name is George McCauley, Omaha Nation. I'm a citizen of the Omaha Nation in Nebraska. As we head into wintertime, many of us will be back together indoors. It's important to make sure you receive your COVID booster shot. Older Americans are more at risk for complications for COVID-19. All three COVID vaccine boosters have been approved. Find a vaccine site by calling 651-304-9986 or go to vaccineconnector.mn.gov.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Ooh, Gina got into it.
Yeah,
that time.
It's a good howl.
Hey, this is our sacred animal section here, and I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful co-host and wife. You couldn't do this show without you, Wendy. We've been doing it for over five years, and if you're not here, I'm thrown off. I can't talk to myself, so it's great to have you. And also, I've learned so much over the last 5 years about our relatives with fins, tails, hoofs, and big noses.
I learn something new every day, too. It's amazing. It really is. Hi, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. So as always, Curtis, thank you. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. That's pretty,
I told
pretty
you,
cool
I,
name.
I had a general counsel for our tribe. I ran into somebody from Colorado with the same name.
Wow.
It was awesome.
That is awesome. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues at the local and state level. Today, I was supposed to meet with my representative, Dave Pinto, at 2:30 to review some bills with some other constituents mm-hmm. who live in the area that we do, but he had to cancel, so we're scheduled for tomorrow at 4:30.
Okay.
So I'll be doing that, and I did talk about those four bills. I just want everyone to be aware of these bills that are out there so that if you want to reach out to your own representative and your senator in your particular area, you
can. Wisconsin and Chicago, you guys, all over Turtle Island. Think about this. It's really easy, right, Wen?
It is. It's so easy, and it's fun to know who your representative and senators are. I mean, I reach out to them during the year to talk to them about other things as well, not just animal stuff. But yeah, it's
and what's really
cool
about ours too, because we can talk about water protecting mm-hmm. line three. They're all on the same page. We're lucky and blessed where we live.
So lucky that our representative and senator are our allies and are on the same page with the same issues and believe in the same things that we do. So
well, I voted for Aaron Murphy for governor just to.
I know. So did I. So, but anyway, we won't say that out loud or on the air, will we?
Yeah. No.
Was that muted or no? I'm just kidding. That's okay. Everybody wants to know about that. Yeah, so I'm going to be talking to Dave Pinto tomorrow about a humane pet store ordinance bill. There's some cities here in Minnesota that have this ordinance, the humane pet store bill, and it just means that pet stores are not allowed to sell dogs and cats that come from puppy mills. We want to stop that pipeline of these puppy mill dogs to the pet stores. We want people, these stores, to have a, like Petco, they have adoption events with rescue organizations, and they sell all kinds of pet supplies, and they make tons of money. They don't need to sell dogs that are coming from puppy mills.
And remind our audience, because this is something I learned from you, how many pets would people have to, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah. So right now in the United States, every single person, not every family, every single person in the United States has to have at least four dogs each to combat the homeless population of dogs in the United States. And it's even higher for cats. It's around seven cats per person.
We're not going to have any more cats, but I could see I could see some dogs, more dogs coming.
I know. Exactly. So we're going to talk about that bill. And the other bill we're going to talk about is the wolf hunt bill. We're really, really happy that the wolves were put back on the Endangered Species Act. So they're safe for now.
For now.
For now. But if they are taken off for any reason, Minnesota will require a wolf hunt. That seems crazy to me that it would require one. So we want to take that out of the language in the bill. This was so new to me, and I talked about this last week. Prohibit rentals to declaw and debark your dog. Okay. So there are if you go to like an apartment building, there's thousands in Minnesota right now that require, if you have a cat or a dog, the cat has to be declawed and the dog has to be debarked. And that's really, really horrible. So we want to end that. And snares, I think I said this wrong the last time. So right now you have to check the snare, a snare that traps animals every single day.
You do now.
You do.
Okay.
They want to change it to every 3 days.
Oh.
Yeah. So we want
to keep it every day.
Every day. An animal.
Because we know, that is people hunt that way, but also mm-hmm. people putting snares on other people's property and without permission mm-hmm. can really wreck your pet.
Yes, and a lot of non-targeted animals get caught in these snares, including eagles, including family pets. And a lot of these snares are larger for larger animals, right? So if a smaller animal gets caught in, sometimes that snare doesn't go around until it's over the body of the animal, not the neck of the animal. So the animal could sit there for days and suffer.
Yeah.
So we want that. So those are the four bills that I'm going to be talking about tomorrow with Dave
Your
Pinto.
Representative.
And it's really fun to do that. But I was going to talk about facts about bison.
Oh, yeah.
But we could go through that really quick. But because we love bison. And then tomorrow I have a story about Lakota people and their reservation and their bison population. So I'll be talking about that in detail. But today I'm just going to bring up some real fun facts about bison. Male bison can grow to be over 6 feet tall and 11 feet long. The average weight range for buffalo is between 701 pounds to 2,205 pounds. But the heaviest bison ever measured weighed more than 3,800 pounds.
Oh,
that's crazy.
That's like a couple Volkswagens.
It is. A wild bison's lifespan is about 25 years. While wild bison usually live 25 years of age, bison in captivity may live longer. The oldest bison ever recorded was a bull, which is a male bison, who was 30 years old at the San Francisco Golden Gate Park. 30 years old, that's pretty good. Bison can run faster than horses. I didn't know that either.
Well, I saw that one bison whip that Karen's pants off last year.
She had the
blue
jeans,
yeah.
Exactly.
That was pretty fast.
It was very fast. Despite their massive size, bison are pretty athletic. They could run at speeds of approaching 35 miles per hour, and they can jump over 6 feet.
With those little legs.
Those little legs and their heavy bodies, that's pretty good. Both male and female bison grow horns.
Oh.
Yeah. Both male and female. And bison can plow snow with their heads. When the snowfall gets too much, bison will move snow with their heads to make traveling and grazing easier. This behavior can be seen often at the Yellowstone National Park.
Wow.
Baby bison are an orange and red color until they are a few months old.
Orange, huh?
Yeah. And what else here? Yellowstone National Park, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming is the only place in North America where bison have continuously lived since prehistoric times.
Wow.
Yeah, the largest bison herd in the country on public lands resides in Yellowstone, where the population fluctuates from 2,300 individuals to over 5,500 individuals. And then there's a map up here that shows you where they are. Bison are nearsighted. Even though buffalo have poor eyesight, they have great sense of hearing. Cows and calves communicate using pig-like grunts. And during mating seasons, bulls can be heard bellowing across long distances.
All right. Peeny geeky, Wendy.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, so if you're listening to this, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plenty Coops, the ground on which we stand on is sacred ground. It is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, run for office. Peeny Geeky to Gina Peltier for her great news updates. Nancy Bolio, it was great seeing Ogama.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy Peeny Geeky to you. We are still here. We are the seventh generation.
Free Leonard Peltier. Stop Line 3. Please get vaccinated and boosted.